T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Senate moving forward with impeachment trial after Republican challenge. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Tempers flare at a Wichita City Council workshop. That story is ahead.
No more snow days this year for Wichita public school students. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Following the snow last night in Wichita, we will have some slick spots on the road this morning. Then temperatures stay below freezing throughout the day. Our complete forecast is on the way.
The Senate tabled an effort by Senator Rand Paul to force a vote on the constitutionality of former President Trump's impeachment trial. Reaction from Senator Lindsey Graham on Fox's Hannity.
The one thing you haven't talked about, I think we should spend more time talking about, is that the President of the United States was impeached in 50 hours without one witness being called, and he didn't have a lawyer. So one of the reasons we need to make sure this thing never goes anywhere is because I don't want to legitimize the impeachment process used in the House. I think it's a danger to democracy and the presidency itself.
Senator Paul's motion died on a 55-45 vote with 5 Republicans joining all Democrats. President Biden says there will be changes to ramp up coronavirus vaccinations en route to his 100-day goal.
First, the president says more vaccine will be sent out to states, up to 10 million doses. He also promises to be straight with states on how much vaccine there is. He says that first will require securing more of it.
We'll soon be able to confirm the purchase of an additional 100 million doses for each of the 2 FDA-authorized vaccines, Pfizer and Moderna.
President Biden says securing the doses and giving the shots will take months. Until then, it's masks that will be the best way to slow COVID spread. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A 3.5-hour Wichita City Council workshop as they discussed the creation of an ethics advisory board, and it featured several heated exchanges between Councilmember Jeff Bluebaugh and Mayor Brandon Whipple.
Bluebaugh said the mayor accused him of endorsing the actions of former councilmember James Clendenin, who resigned in December because of false allegations made against Whipple in a political attack ad. Bluebaugh showed the mayor several pictures he claims the mayor's team manipulated for his own political attacks.
I'd be glad to share all this with you and we can discuss it. Because, frankly, I don't like the hypocrisy.
Tell me more. No, I want to see him. You want to drag this out further or do you want to end on that note?
No, we can discuss it in private or we can discuss it off on the bench.
The mayor called Bluebaugh's performance, quote, a good show. A modified proposal on ethics review will return to the council on February 9th. From there, it would go to district advisory boards and a social media town hall for engagement and input. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Students in Wichita Public Schools will no longer get time off for snow days for the remainder of the year.
Division Director of Operations for USD 259, Fabian Armendez, tells KSN News, if there is a need for a snow day, students instead will learn from home.
We're going to try to notify parents and staff the day before that there is a possibility for a remote day the following day due to weather, so that way materials can go home and teachers and staff can be ready to go.
District leaders say they have no free days left because the school year started late and the calendar year was condensed due to COVID. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
200 House Republicans say they will protect the Hyde Amendment which bars federal money from paying for abortions.
Republicans may be divided on the direction the party goes after President Trump, but they're not split on abortion. That's why 200 House Republicans signed a letter to top congressional leaders in both chambers, saying they'll oppose any bill which funds abortion. There may be friction between pro-Trump Republicans and the third-ranking Republican in the House, Liz Cheney, for her impeachment vote of the former president. But Cheney and other Republicans are in lockstep with retaining the so-called Hyde Amendment. It's named after the late Illinois Representative Henry Hyde. It bars federal dollars from paying for abortion services. Republicans say abolishing the Hyde Amendment would destroy nearly a half century of bipartisan consensus.
That's Fox's Chad Pergram reporting.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Road action tonight for the Kansas State men's basketball team, playing one of the elites. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
And the U.S. Army is changing its style. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted Dow, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Sedgwick County Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News there is progress in bringing the COVID vaccine to healthcare workers and residents of retirement homes in the county.
We've not been getting a lot of vaccines until last week. We got some dose, but this week we're supposed to get, we hear we're going to get maybe 5,000 to 6,000 doses, which would be really good.
Meitzner commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
The U.S. Army is changing its style.
Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper ordered a review on military grooming and hairstyles last summer in part of a broad effort to expand diversity and reduce prejudice among the ranks. As a result, the Army announcing women can now wear their hair in a ponytail or braid tucked under their shirt. The changes allow earrings, hair highlights, dyes, and allow greater flexibilities for twists, cornrows, and other styles. As for male soldiers, beards are still a no-go, and they're also still not allowed to wear earrings. John Saucier, Fox News.
Baseball has no Hall of Fame inductees this year.
The Baseball Writers Association of America voted on Tuesday for this year's Baseball Hall of Fame, and not one player was elected in. Cy Young Award winner Curt Schilling came in the closest, receiving 71% of the vote, needing 16 more votes to reach the mandatory 75% to be inducted. Schilling has since released a statement asking to be removed from next year's ballot. This year's players group also included one known performance-enhancing drug user, outfielder Manny Ramirez, who was suspended twice for positive tests. Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Gary Sheffield, and Sammy Sosa were also on the ballot once again this year. All have been associated with PED use, although never proven. Next year, Alex Rodriguez and David Ortiz will be available to be inducted into the Hall for the first time. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
This morning I'm seeing some traffic volumes picking up. That does appear to be about the only really adverse traffic condition that we're seeing out there at this time. Some heavy traffic right now. Watch out eastbound Kellogg at Seneca and Sycamore. There we've got some heavy traffic there. As far as traffic conditions are concerned, it's very cold out there, so any moisture that we will have on the roadway will freeze. A good idea to still be careful and watch out for those slick spots. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Over the past hour or so, we've had some reports of maybe some light snow in the area. Let's check it out. KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Wednesday to you.
It is Wednesday, and it's happy.
And it's filled with maybe just a few snowflakes out there. Jad was just telling me he could actually count the snowflakes on his car early this morning. But, hey, you know what? A forecast or a verified forecast is a verified forecast. So, technically, it did snow a little bit. And, yeah, Steve, I did hear you mention about some of those reports of some light snow. Maybe a couple of random flurries out there, but I don't really see any kind of snowfall impacting our travels this morning. As Jad mentioned, you know, it's going to be those puddles on those side streets, which may have frozen over, that we'll just have to really just keep an eye on and keep in mind of. But any kind of flurries that we see this morning, they're going to be, you know, here and gone. They're going to be quick movers, not expecting much accumulation, and we'll only have around a 10% chance maybe over the next few hours or so. And after that, we'll actually see some partially clearing skies. We'll go from mostly to partly cloudy. Should be able to see some sun return by the end of the day. But it's going to stay cold. Not really too much change in that department. High of only 29 degrees, staying below freezing today. And then down to 17 degrees later on tonight and waking up tomorrow morning as skies clear out even more. Starting to notice some more changes for our Thursday, though, tomorrow. A lot more sunshine. Winds are going to pick up. Gusty at times out of the south at 10 to 25. That stronger southerly flow, though, helping us get back up closer to normal at 44 degrees. Not the warmest temperature in the world, I know. But it's going to get better. 55 for a high on Friday with mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. Still windy just ahead of our next system that moves in Saturday. And it'll bring a likelihood of some rainfall that we'll have to watch out for. So if you have any outdoor plans, just keep the rain gear handy. Temperatures are going to be bouncing back and forth between the low to middle 50s through the middle of next week, which is also when we'll have to watch out for the possibility of another system moving in. Right now, 23 degrees with a wind chill of 13. Definitely need to bundle up this morning. Northwest winds at 10 miles an hour, maybe kicking up the occasional breeze with maybe a couple of random snowflakes out there.
All right. Thank you, Ronell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast. With Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams, Steve at head of the morning course, and a cloudy, cold, gray old day across south central Kansas yesterday. Wichita's high temperature 29 degrees, normal high for the date 44. This is January 27th. On this date in 1772, the Washington and Jefferson snowstorm occurred. George Washington reported around 3 feet of snow in Mount Vernon, while Thomas Jefferson reported similar accumulations at Monticello. So the two presidents reporting the snow day, 1772. On this date in 2010, Apple CEO Steve Jobs unveiled the iPad tablet computer during a presentation in San Francisco, 2010, 11 years ago. Mm. That's what's been happening in history. Walmart is enlisting the help of robots to keep up with a surge in online orders. The company said Wednesday that it plans to build warehouses at its stores where self-driving robots will fetch groceries and have them ready for shoppers to pick up in less than an hour. Walmart declined to say how many of the warehouses it will build, but construction has started at stores in Louisville, Texas, Plano, Texas, American Fork, Utah, and Benton Mill, Arkansas, where Walmart's corporate offices are based. Walmart hopes the warehouses will speed up curbside pickups. Both options became increasingly popular last year as virus-weary shoppers avoided going inside stores. Had a Walmart experience over the weekend. Shelley had ordered something online from Walmart and went out to the store on the west side to pick it up. And she followed all the instructions and everything, and it said the door is open. And she looked around, and there are about 25 different doors. So basically what I'm saying is, we had to ask a human being to help us with the
robot help there?
Yeah. So
I can't tell you the last time I was inside a Walmart.
It's been a while for you, huh? Yeah. You're missing a great deal, bud.
Well, everybody else in America shops there.
That's true. Everybody else in America.
I guess I'm the one that doesn't.
Everybody else in America has been there at least once recently. Only about 1 in 10 companies expect all employees to return to their pre-pandemic work arrangements, according to a new survey. National Association for Business Economics found that just 11% of survey respondents expect all staff members at their companies to return eventually. 11%. Around 65% of companies have allowed most or all of their staff members to work from home during the pandemic. And about half of respondents said they plan to continue the policies until the second half of the year. So doesn't look like we're going to get back to
no changes anytime soon.
We're not going back to the old days.
Nope,
is what we're saying.
Not right now.
Yeah, we've pretty much done away with things from the old days, like a time clock clocking in and out. I was trying to think if I'd ever done that when I was younger. I'm not sure that I ever did that.
I never have either in my work experience.
That's gone away even just in my brief time in the workplace. Ted at 7:16 now. Steve and Ted here on 98.7 1330 KNSS. And to help celebrate Kansas City's run to the big game on February 7th, we want to see your Kansas City displays. Time to be creative. Submit your Kansas City display photo on KNSS Radio's website to show just how much of an ultimate Kansas City team fan you are and what you're doing to celebrate their iconic second consecutive appearance at the game. Station judges will review all entries, and on Friday, February 5th, will pick one winner who they think shows off their fandom to walk away with a brand new 70-inch 4K smart LG TV valued at $800, courtesy of your friends at Hefner.
What do you think of that?
TV and Electronics. Show your Kansas City pride and submit your photo now at knssradio.com. How about that? Celebrate being a Chiefs fan. Be creative. And you can get a TV, a great big old TV from Hefner TV and Electronics.
There's a lot of good submissions that are going to come into this.
Sounds like a lot of fun to me.
Yeah.
7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. It is sports time now with Ted Woodward and looking at a little basketball tonight. Right, Ted?
Yeah. Of course, we've got the Kansas State men, and they are on the road tonight. The task is rather monumental. K-State is in Waco, taking on the number two ranked team in the nation, the Baylor Bears, who are undefeated at 14-0. Meanwhile, Kansas State is on a six-game losing streak right now. K-State and Baylor did hook up a week before Christmas in Manhattan. Baylor won that game 100-69. They will rematch tonight in Waco. K-State is a 24-point underdog going into this one. That'll tip off at 8 o'clock tonight. It'll be nationally televised on ESPN2. The Wichita State women also trying to snap a six-game losing streak. Still haven't won a conference game yet. Shocker ladies are on the road at Cincinnati, and that is a 1 o'clock game this afternoon. Steve Strain will have that coverage for you, the Shocker women, on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Don't forget, there is not a Shocker men's game tonight. Originally, the Shocker men were scheduled to be at Cincinnati this evening, but that game has been postponed by the conference because Cincinnati is having COVID protocol issues. We'll get back to basketball shortly, but we do need to talk about football a little bit, of course. We're a week and a half out from the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers coming up on Sunday, February 7th. And the Chiefs do have some issues to talk about. Of course, Eric Fisher, starting offensive lineman, is out for the game. And how is that Chiefs depleted offensive line? Some thoughts from Chris Collinsworth, NBC Sunday Night Football analyst.
When you look at what they've been able to do this season, you go down the list of who's not playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, Mitchell Schwartz is one of the best right tackles in all of football. I think PFF has had him as the top right tackle several times over the last few years. Dr. Laurent Duvernay-Tardif is off practicing medicine in Canada at this time. They had signed Kelechi Osemele to come in there and play. Lucas Niang was a guy. So, I mean, you go right down the list of who's not playing. Now we get to the really hard question in the Super Bowl for me, which is you already have a backup right tackle, Mike Remmers, who's been doing a great job over there on the right side for them. But now Eric Fisher goes out with the Achilles issue on the left side. And so now what do you do? I mean, this is an already depleted offensive line.
He's one of my favorite color guys. Collinsworth, he played for Cincinnati, I believe.
Played a long time with the Cincinnati
Bengals.
He knows
this game, and I just think he's good. He's got a good handle on that.
Mm-hmm.
See
if the Chiefs can weather that storm on their offensive line right now, some of those issues. Don't forget, Chiefs-Buccaneers Super Bowl, Sunday the 7th of February. You can hear that game right here on your radio home of the Chiefs, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Going back to college basketball last night, upset as 24th-ranked Oklahoma went down to Austin and beat 5th-ranked Texas 80-79. Texas was pretty depleted. They were only down to 5 scholarship players for this game, but Oklahoma wins the game. Former Wichita State Shocker Austin Reeves with a big night for the Sooners.
Pulls in on 8 to go, 5-point game. Reeves from deep.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Johnny doesn't shoot a high percentage from beyond the arc, but he's got the clutch gene. This kid won 3 state titles in Arkansas, Cedar Ridge.
Audio there from ESPN. Austin Reeves ended up with 23 points, made a couple of huge free throws with 18 seconds to go. Oklahoma beat Texas 80-79, knocking off the 5th-ranked team in the nation. Austin Reeves, by the way, the former Shocker, leads Oklahoma this year in scoring, rebounding, and assists.
Whoa, okay.
Having a good year for the Sooners.
He sure is.
As they picked up a huge win last night. And a happy birthday today to a pretty good golfer that lives right here in our area. Woody Austin is 57 today. guy that finished runner-up at the PGA Championship back in 2007. He's won four PGA tournament titles over the years. He was the PGA Tour Rookie of the Year back in 1995. And, of course, he lives in Derby.
Right.
So happy birthday today to the great golfer Woody Austin. He is 57 today. And that is sports with Steve and Ted.
7:22 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Rush says he warned us that people would leave New York City. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.